You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent international study has found that New Zealand had the highest death rate from melanoma in 2020. High amounts of UV exposure, as well as traditionally outdoors lifestyles, especially in childhood, lead to an increased risk for melanoma. I spoke to the medical director of the Cancer Foundation, George Laking, about New Zealand's high rates of melanoma and how they can be addressed by prevention and early recognition. I began by asking him why melanoma poses such a great risk to New Zealanders in particular.
The sun is stronger in New Zealand, and people spend more time exposed to the sun, especially in childhood, Casper.
How can this harm be mitigated? Does it require more individual vigilance or wider social changes?
So my suspicion is that in the past there was a lot of weight put on the idea of getting out into the sunlight to increase levels of vitamin D, and previous generations are very conscious of the health-giving values of sunlight for vitamin D. But the trouble is we've taken it a bit too far in New Zealand. So we're getting much more vitamin D than we need, and frankly we're getting too much sunlight, or many people are, especially earlier in life. But the number one thing is to stay out of the sun between the hours of 10 and 4, especially in the summer months, and that especially applies to children. The risk of melanoma seems to relate to having severe sunburn in childhood, seems to especially increase the risk of melanoma. So stay out of the direct sun. If you have to go in the sun, make sure that you're covered up with clothing. And of course, we recommend sunblock, but that's really third on the list. The first two things are stay out of the sun and cover up.
So you believe that the real way to address melanoma is just to not go into the sun in the first place, because a lot of the messaging, like you're saying, is around, you know, using sunblock and thinking about that kind of thing, but still go to the beach and, you know, it's a very outdoor society. So you're saying that we need to go outside less.
So it's possible to be outside because there's plenty of shade outside, you know, if you can find it, so long as we don't chop trees down, etc. So being outside is good. Just find a place where there's shade when you're outside, and limit the amount of direct exposure to the sun. Really the thinking here is that, as they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Many of us in our childhood spent a lot of time outside in the sun, and we can't change what's happened, so obviously we have to do other things to deal with the risk of melanoma that we personally carry based on what happened in the past, and that leads us into the whole topic of being aware of what's happening with our skin, keeping track of any spots that are changing, and seeking early medical attention if you find a suspicious spot.
Are there any specific risk factors for melanoma that should encourage some people to be extra careful?
Yeah, if you get sunburnt, if you're prone to getting sunburnt, then you are at a higher risk of getting melanoma. If you have skin that tends to get burnt, you're at a higher risk of melanoma. And I think people who are prone to sunburn are pretty conscious and pretty aware of that for that reason.
Is it usually in our childhood that we get all of this UV exposure that puts us at risk? Or is this kind of a behavior that comes from our childhood and we never really question it, and then we're in the sun too much when we're older and we pick it up then?
So there's more than one type of skin cancer, of course. There's melanomas, and then there's what we call the non-melanoma skin cancers. The indication is that most of the risk for melanoma is picked up from severe sunburn in childhood. For the non-melanoma skin cancers, the risk of getting them is kind of enduring throughout your life based on the amount of sun exposure that you have. Yeah, it's a good point, Casper. We form many of our habits in relation to the sun. Those habits form in childhood, but there's no reason we can't change our habits. It's not too hard to stay in the shade or wear long sleeves.
For those concerned and for safe practice, what are the steps people can take to recognise the early signs of melanoma?
People may need some help from people around them because it's not always possible to check out every part of your skin, but if you've got someone around who can look at the parts that you can't see, then what you're interested in is spots. I mean, they can look like freckles, but especially if they're changing, if they're irregular in shape, if they're irregular in colour, if they're rounded or firm, or bleeding even. But probably the number one thing is the spot that changes. And now that we've all got mobile phones that can take a photograph, it's easy enough to take a photo of a spot that you've got a question about, and then you can compare that, say, a few weeks later to see if it's looking any different. And if it's changing, it needs to be checked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.